Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Hello and welcome back to the Sunday special episode of the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. It is so good to be back here with you, Jordana, in our brand new studio. Yes. It is like we just taped the Wednesday episode and we were just talking what it's like. We're back, baby. I mean, if you're not sharing this podcast now, that episode, straight fire. That was it. That's the kids.
We covered it all.
We really covered it all. There were tears, there were laughs. There was
a lot. So yeah, today is the Sunday after Thanksgiving. Jared, happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
What did you do?
I was with my parents in Florida. Florida Thanksgiving is very different for me as a person who's from the Northeast like you. Like I'm used to like New England fall, like there's even
cold,
snow.
Cozy vibes.
Cozy vibes. You go to Florida. So I was with my parents in Florida. I mean, I'm not there. I haven't done this yet, but I'm assuming.
We pre-recorded, yes.
This is a pre-record. So I'm assuming you go and you're a little bit more active. You can understand why people stay in like kind of better shape in that area of the country.
You can see your bodies the whole year.
Yes. And I go swimming. I'll go to the beach. You know, it's just like. My dad will bring the leftover turkey leg to the beach and eat it like he's a king of some sort, at King Arthur's court. King Jerry. Yeah. So it's but then I come back. I love a holiday post holiday weekend in the city. So I generally do shows.
So you're back.
So I would be back. My plan is to go there leading into Thanksgiving. I think anything. After the holiday becomes too much. I like doing the holiday.
And then leave right away.
Get the fuck out.
Yes.
It's time to go. We've done it. It's over. Like, I loved that Halloween was on a Sunday this year.
Yes.
Because it was all the lead up.
And then it's done.
Done.
That's it.
There it is.
Yes.
No, well, it was on Thursday.
No ambiguous.
So we're doing Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I don't. No.
Totally agree. It makes it all, because it's kind of like when you drag it out, it makes the whole thing worse.
My dad growing up used to always say, you can never repeat.
Right.
So
you don't go to the same vacation spot twice.
No,
right?
You don't try and have the same experience twice. And a lot of the post-holiday days feel like you're trying to like, well, let's do, you know, the gobbler sandwich and repeat the leftovers from the night before. It's like, no, get away from me. I've seen enough of you people.
The Freeds are very anti-tradition.
Hate a tradition.
We do things once and then we never do them again.
Never again. It's over. We did it. Fine. So I'll jump on a Friday, probably morning-ish flight or maybe afternoon, and then come back here and do like city shows. And like I do this for like Christmas. I love a city Christmas, New York City Christmas time.
Best place to be.
The best place to be. It is so great. What will you do for Thanksgiving? This is a married Thanksgiving.
Yeah. We really don't know because we're going to be getting married the weekend before.
Yes.
And we're kind of just like, we're just going to do whatever we feel like. Maybe we'll go somewhere. One of our parents. Maybe we won't. We like haven't thought about it at all.
Because you don't have to. All the family stuff. Again, you've done Thanksgiving. Your wedding is kind of a version of Thanksgiving. It's getting together.
We've already seen everyone.
Yeah, I'm
like,
with
okay.
You.
Like I've already seen everyone. We've eaten together. We've had a long weekend together. I think we're gonna.
You could do like a mini moon.
We're doing a few days in Mexico, so we get back the day before Thanksgiving.
I like how I'm planning your mini moon as if that would be like, oh, you know what, I should. As if you haven't thought about this already. You know, a mini moon sounds good. I don't know, go to like, you know,
my
go
travel
up north,
agent here.
Yeah. Go to like, you know, whatever, what's the name of the Hudson?
Yeah. So we get back the day before Thanksgiving, so we're just going to feel it out.
Yeah, but I don't blame you.
I'm sure it's fine. I hate Thanksgiving. I know that. Actually, you know what I'm going to be doing? I'm just going to be eating so much because my wedding's over.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be just like the best Thanksgiving ever.
You got them locked in.
Right?
Time to really let it loose.
Yes. Yeah.
Just
trapped.
Trapped them.
Yes.
Got you, bitch. And then you're eating a whole pumpkin pie.
Yes.
Yeah, listen, by this time, listen, the post-wedding episode isn't here yet.
It hasn't happened. I've not, well, as of this recording, I'm not married yet.
Not married. So Jared Fried's post-wedding
scream
will be heard by all on this podcast. Do not worry. I will not let you down. I will have notes. I will have reactions. Right. I will have things to say, I'm sure. But I'm super excited to hit the beaches and go to Mexico and do all that stuff.
I'm very excited as well. And we'll have the whole breakdown after. But
and to any of the people, like this is an episode that people should share. I know this preamble might not be good for the newbies, but I'm Jared Fried. This is Jordana Abraham. Yes. She just got, or are we going, what are we doing with the name?
I might, oh, fuck, I don't know.
okay,
I might do both. I might do both.
Hyphenated? And then
like, no hyphen. Just like, I'm going to put both on Instagram. I'll probably introduce. I think I'm going to still say Jordana Abraham professionally. Mm. And then if someone wants to call me that, I won't care. It'll kind of be like, choose whatever you want to call me.
Choose your own adventure.
I don't really care.
Listen, I love it. I was interested in that. You know, then there's like this, like, you know, I like to see how quickly the wives change
the height.
Yeah, you know, that they're like, ready to go.
It's the next day, and they're just like, the name is gone, like it never existed. And I'm kind of like, this was your entire identity. I'm like, I'm 32. This has been my identity for 32 years. I've been who I am. Like, I'm like okay with the idea of it, but I'm not like, oh my God, I gotta get rid of this name immediately.
I hear you. I mean, it's some of the people who get married, it's as if they had it set on their Instagram for 1201.
Right.
You know, like it's like a YouTube video dropping. Like it's,
yeah,
it's
and
very
I make fun of those people. So I'm like, what is the amount of time that I should definitely wait so that I'm not becoming the person I've made fun of? But I actually do think it's very strange when it happens immediately. I'm going to have to like toy around with
that. No, there's a lot of decisions to be made, but listen, people listening, we want new listeners. The Sunday special is the perfect way to share with someone new because we do one email. We got some screenshots in front of us, so we're going to read through some screenshots. It's always a favorite of people here. And so we're going to read the email and give some, you know, some perspective. So please share if this has something to do with someone you're dealing with or someone you know that's the person to send it to. This is a group chat shareable link. And exactly. We have a live show, December 8th, Town Hall. It is fun for the whole group chat family. Anyone could come and have a good time. I do believe that.
The energy is going to be so great. The energy is great right here in this podcast room. And now imagine that with 1,400 people watching us do our thing and also participating. And submit your dating app makeover. Submit a text conversation that you had that was weird over Thanksgiving. If you're coming to the show, because I know you had some weird texts over this holiday break, some weird happy Thanksgivings.
The love of happy Thanksgiving from God.
Exactly.
Hey, help the families. Well, you don't know my family. You know my vagina more than your family.
Right. Like, and the happy Thanksgiving text is very like, what am I supposed to say? Fuck you to that. But like, it's also, do you know what? It's very loaded.
It is.
It's like the wolf in sheep's clothing text.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving. Your last text is like, fuck you.
Right.
You know,
just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving. It's like,
I know it's been some time. I know we had some tries and tribs, but just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving.
Classic.
To you and yours.
Classic.
A little you and yours action. Toss that in.
Anyway, send us your screenshots. We'll bring you on stage. We'll go through it all. And then also, you know, fuck boy or not. Text us about your scenario. It's going to be such a fun show. I'm so excited.
On the subjects of fuckboys, should we get into it?
Yeah, let's do it. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, hold on. Before you go, other shows for me, Phoenix, Arizona, and St. Louis. St. Louis. I'm doing New Year's in St. Louis. What a great way to not speak to your relatives.
Perfect.
Bring them. I speak to them for you.
Yes, and then get the hell out the next day, as we just discussed.
First flight out. All right.
It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at BowlandBranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, BowlandBranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15.
Hi, Jordana and Jared. I recently got a Venmo request for $100 in response to a brief fuckboy, fuckgirl moment I had. I accept my part in not responding to him, but I wanted your thoughts. I went on two dates with this guy. We can call him Nick. I was somewhat interested enough to go on the two dates and make out a bit, but he was a bit aggressive, already suggesting going back to his place at the end of the first date. I politely declined and he accepted that. And dinner at his place for the second date. I don't like that.
Yeah, that's not the move. Hey, want to come back? No, cheap. I'm good. Dinner at my place then? Get you closer to the bed?
I'll make my famous spaghetti with marinara.
Like when you say he was a bit aggressive, suggesting to go back, and then he's like, okay, so next date, I'm thinking my place, bring your PJs, you know, like, I don't know. It's like,
I had to back Jill. She's also, you know, an experienced dater, clearly. Mm-hmm. I had to backtrack and suggested a restaurant, to which he replied, you don't trust my cooking?
No, I don't trust your penis.
We're having penne bolognese with the side of my penis.
Want these meatballs?
But he finally agreed. So we finally agree.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, we go on the second date.
Oh, okay. If I have to leave the house.
We go on the second date, and it ends up being much larger bill than I expected. $200. That sounds like a 200% markup on the at-home cooking date.
I mean, to say the least.
The bill comes, and I offer my card as I always do. Sure, it's nice occasionally when a guy firmly says, I've got it, but I'm always prepared to pay my way.
That's the best attitude, I think.
Yeah, I agree. It's a pretty good date, and we even had a discussion about me wanting to take it slow, which he seemed okay with. I'm still interested in him enough at this point that when he decides to split the meal and says, don't worry about it, you can get the next one because we should go out again. Yeah. I honestly agree. And we kiss goodnight.
Honestly, if I'm to interject here,
sure.
It's a great way to put it. That's a positive. Like, listen, to me, that's him being like,
I understand the standard.
I get it. I'm the wolf, and you've said no to the wolf. Mm-hmm. So, okay, I'm going to be a polite wolf and hey, we should do this again. Now I'm starting again, accept the standard. Right. It's like he's speaking your language. Now he could be speaking that language to deceive you.
Yeah.
He could, you know, again, he could be like, I'll get the next one. Or you get the next one. And he's like, pick up the wine. You're coming over. You know, like it could be that. But, you know, take him at his word for now.
At least for now, yeah. Next, he's gotten to the next round.
Mm.
Sure. Fast forward. We text a little bit for about 2 weeks after the date. He says a few flirty but borderline pushy things here and there, like, I had a good time. We may need a longer makeout session, though. Okay.
Excuse me. Pushy? Would you call that pushy?
I think that one's fine. It's not like, I had a great time. Next time, we better fuck.
Yeah. I because
that would be pushy.
Because her saying he was a bit aggressive, I was like, okay, then, like, you know, what happened? And then she said, I politely declined and I accepted that. I don't know. These wordings are important because it did.
Right.
To me, I'm like, where are we going? Well, you know, like.
Yeah, I think one person's aggressive is another person's, like, flirty.
Yeah, so that's the tough thing.
The longer makeout session thing, I think, is, like, relatively harmless.
That passes my taste test as well. Okay.
Because it's not like he was trying to escalate.
No, he's just like visual. A make out. Yeah, right. He wasn't like, and I'm touching a titty. Right. Yeah.
But a few things happen that slow us down. We both go out of town. I have a friend visit me. My birthday is approaching, so I'm making plans and celebrating. I like how she's like, I've got a lot on my plate. My birthday's coming up.
Oh, it's so busy. All the friends are celebrating me and my birth.
It's my birth month.
Yeah.
And I happen to go on a few dates with someone else around the same time I met Nick.
Okay.
Things start really progressing with this other guy, and even though it's very early and non-exclusive, I start questioning how much I want to see Nick again.
Gary Bradshaw.
And then I got to thinking. This, along with his prior aggressiveness, was actually part of the reason I had told him I wanted to take things slow, though I didn't specifically say there may end up being someone else, because how do you say that? But anyway,
I don't think she has to.
I don't think she has to either. Okay. Yeah, yeah, that's sort of the nature of early in the game dating. But anyway, ultimately, Nick asks me out again and I don't respond. Shitty on my part, I know, especially since I'm normally an expert at the thanks for hanging out, but ... text to avoid ghosting. 10 days after his last message asking me out again, and I was actually thinking to myself, oh damn, I still need to write him back. Better do that. True, but I know the thought doesn't count in this instance. When he texts asking for an explanation right as I'm leaving for my birthday weekend, he also sends a simultaneous Venmo request for $100 for half of the second date dinner before I'd even responded. Should we do those and then continue? I'll finish the email.
Okay, so let's do the text.
Okay, so this is September 27th.
And this is him.
Starts, yeah.
Hey, hope your Monday is going well. Let me know if you want to hang out this week.
Okay, nothing.
Nothing. Now we're October 7th.
We're like 10 days later?
10 days.
More than, yeah, whatever 10 days.
Okay. Yeah, we don't know the months
yet. Hey.
Hey, I hope all is well. Not sure why I've been ghosted, but it would be helpful if you can at least let me know what I did wrong.
Okay, so he texts, doesn't answer. 10 days later, he asks for some clarity. Mm-hmm. Hey, hope you're good too. You may not believe this because you ended up reaching out first, but I don't ghost and you didn't do anything wrong and I was actually about to text you because I know I left things hanging too long. The situation is that I happened to meet someone else at the very same time as you and things were very early, but ended up progressing quickly, which is why I took things a bit slowly with you, but also didn't know how to communicate this given how uncertain things were. I thought taking things slow would help not lead anyone on, but I know it's nothing wrong you did at all, and I hope you understand that I didn't mean to leave you hanging as long as I did, because you deserve an explanation.
That's cool. Please complete my Venmo request. Thanks.
Hey. Okay. So he's... I'm just going to... Should we read her email, the email, and then finish the text?
Yeah, read her email first.
I replied 10 minutes later and ended up accepting his Venmo request, text screenshots included. Would love to hear your take, because the whole thing left an icky taste in my mouth from my own ghosting, which I regret and isn't my usual MO to his seemingly punitive Venmo request, as if I owed him either myself or money. Am I the fuckboy? Was completing his Venmo request an appropriate, oh no, my bad? Or should my apology have been enough? Thanks. All right. So he says the thing about the Venmo request.
Mm-hmm.
And then she says, wow, okay. I didn't owe you a third date just because we both thought there'd be one, which I honestly did at that point. But feelings changed, and I'm sorry about that. But you did not buy a guarantee on my time with that dinner. But since you're clearly upset, and I guess you think I took advantage of your generosity, despite my original offer to split it and my clear, genuine interest and attraction to you, no matter how it turned out, here you go. Take care.
I just wanted the slightest amount of communication, but instead you actually took advantage of my time, and that's why I requested the Venmo for.
I get that, which is why I apologized for not texting back and gave you the explanation, not excuse, you asked for. And obviously this means nothing now because you texted first and probably wouldn't believe me now. But like I said, I knew I left it too long and I was actually about to write you because I do not ghost and you deserved a more prompt response. But the Venmo request tied to you paying for the dinner set me off. Anyway, I'm sorry it even got to this point, and take care.
He writes, good luck. Thumbs up. Okay. Emoji.
I would say the only really annoying thing she does or keeps saying is that she didn't ghost. And she doesn't ghost. When it's like, you ghosted. So like...
That's what speaks
If I
me.
Were him, that would be... And I think he acted like a douchebag. Mm-hmm. I'm not like excusing him at all. I think that like the Venmo request is a very petty, very like sad man move.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
she should stop saying I don't ghost because she ghosted. And to me, if I were him, that would be almost more annoying.
Oh, I think that's... Else. I mean, I agree. He's being shitty. He's being, childish, immature, all that stuff. But it was a response to, like, the order of things kind of matters. Like, right. I don't know how he would have acted if she had been, we don't do this in 2021. And it is the most annoying part about kind of society today is people don't take the loss.
Right.
You got to take the loss.
Neither of them are taking
the loss. Yeah. These are two people who don't want to admit any wrong. And she's like admitting wrong, but like when you start at, I don't go, well, you do.
Right.
You ghosted.
10 days, it's not like it was like she didn't answer for a few hours. She didn't answer for 10 days. Yeah. That's ghosting.
And maybe she was meaning to get to it and she totally forgot. But in his mind, that's not what happened.
Right.
You know, in his reality, and his reality is, does deserve some respect in this scenario.
Yeah.
And again, if I, we all react to ghosting in different ways. Like if someone didn't answer me for 10 days, I don't think I would write the text that he wrote. I don't think I would like need a follow up. I would just go, but maybe if I liked someone enough, I would.
Maybe
I don't know.
If it kept bothering you and you were kind of like, I just want to ask so I can stop thinking about it, maybe he would ask. And I think it's fine that his initial text is fine. What she should have said, and again, I find it annoying that she won't just been like, hey, I'm really sorry that I didn't
take the
answer.
Loss.
Yeah, I'm really sorry that I didn't answer you. I really hate ghosting, and it really annoys me that I did it because she did do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see how that would be like how you would find that kind of like a disrespectful thing. She could either say that she started seeing someone else, and I don't even know if that's necessary.
Well, I think that's also a part of why he's asking for the Venmo request.
Right.
Like if I'm playing both sides here, mm-hmm. and he's the person that everyone would shit on at brunch. He asked for the Venmo request, and no one usually sees these texts except us.
Right.
When I see her explaining another guy, she literally says to him, and I'm saying how he might be taking it. I'm not saying he's right, but you have to understand this is a communication thing. She says, I happen to meet someone else at the very same time as you, and things were very early, but ended up progressing quickly. So, which is why I took things a bit slowly with you. So when you were paying for $200 meals, I was blowing this dude and I didn't feel good about blowing you too. And that's how it's,
that's I'm how not he's reading it.
That's how he's okay. reading it. So yeah. his ego was hurt, which that's, you know, he's a piece of shit for not being able to like eat it right, a little bit. But also you have to understand, like, you know, we're all affected by language. We're all emotional people. We're all
triggered. Things. Yeah, whatever.
You obviously triggered him. So like the idea of like, I don't agree with the Venmo request. I would hope I wouldn't do the same thing, that I would get wouldn't get this mad because he seems angry. But I would also not want to hear from someone. Yeah, everything was going, that hot dude, he was able, you know, especially with this guy.
Things moved pretty fast with the other guy. Yeah. That I went back to his apartment for the second date dinner.
Yeah.
But not yours.
I loved his meatballs.
That's why there will be no third. I agree. I think her intention in the explanation was probably good. But I would say to both of them, sometimes you just have to take a loss and take the higher road, even if you think that the other person is...
There's no win in this. You fucked up. You waited 10 days. You admitted you fucked up. And it's like, that's okay. So when you fuck up, you have to expect... You can't really expect a non-fucked up response. Vulnerability, empathy produces empathy and vulnerability. I do believe that. So like if she had came with, you know, I really messed up.
Right.
I don't think she would have gotten the $100. But... Who knows? We don't.
And if
we'll
she
never
did,
know.
It would have been, he would have actually been the villain more so. And I think he still is kind of the villain because I do think, again, the Venmo request thing is like, to me, like a certain kind of guy does it.
Yes.
And it's like a guy that actually does think of things as very transactional. And like not necessarily, not someone you really want to be with, but I also think that she's not.
Yeah, it's
blameless.
Thanos dating Cruella DeVille. They both have things that you could defend, but you know. Their upbringing wasn't great, and now they're this way.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com. And free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's do some Sunday swiping scares.
Okay.
And everyone knows, here's a new game. We read you someone's prompt, or we talk about, you know, their bio, and we say if we would swipe them left or right. Is that correct, Jordana?
That's correct.
I'll read the first one.
Okay.
This is a prompt on Hinge. What if I told you that my ex-girlfriend called me a sex machine? Well, her exact words were fucking tool, but I know what she meant.
It's kind of clever, but again, not the time or place for it. It's a good stand-up joke.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's got it all there. Surprise. Maybe, yeah, this will be on my set.
I don't think I would lead with that. It's like a little, I mean, I guess it's a joke, but it's like a little bit talking shit about your ex and talking about sex.
Yeah, and it's like you might get one swear a profile.
Yeah.
Like when you say sex, I mean, sex machine, you get like one on the edge.
Right.
When you go sex machine plus fucking tool.
It's a lot.
It's just a lot. I think I would be like, this person's a little much for me.
It also makes kind of, I think when you do these things, you do have to have a sense of like, okay, if this person showed my profile to her best friend, saying we're going to go on a date, like, would this give them pause? Even if you got past them,
yeah,
like, would they be embarrassed to show someone else your profile?
I mean, yeah, the only way this works, and I guess this is a man that wrote this, is if he, you know, some people put these things on purpose. So
right. He
is looking for a very specific response, which is like, so you're really the sex machine? Like, which, right. You know what I mean? Like, that is one road. He's like, you know.
You think he's thought it through that far?
I think there's some people on dating apps that are only shooting for bullseyes.
Right.
And they're not looking to get, you know, all the outer ring of the dartboard.
Of normals.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, so.
Fair.
All right. Let's do another.
Okay. Someone writes, a non-negotiable is a successful, highly functional life partnership inspired by internalized responsibility.
Too much for me.
I don't even know what they're saying.
Yeah.
I'm like very confused.
Gave me a headache.
Yeah. I think I'm out just because like it's unclear.
Yeah. I mean, even look at the first one though. Like, everything is serious.
Too many words, yeah.
I mean, the above it, it says, in our big solid home, the fireplace cracks. We hold hands and look knowingly in the eyes as the great grandkids and family arrive at a grand luncheon.
It's like, I'm already sleeping.
Like, how about a drink? Like, this is...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too much. It's like, you're looking to a connection. You're looking to, like, just, like, meet someone on these things. Like, I think these apps would be so much better served if it was, like, I'm meeting you to maybe introduce you to five people or me, you know, because then maybe it would take pressure off of the whole thing. Like, I'm going to bring you
like
five.
A group date?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, five, I'm going to bring you myself plus four pictures.
Okay. Seven, and, as we discussed last.
Seven. No, four friend pictures.
Oh, okay. Oh, you get to pick.
In a hypothetical world. Like, yeah. And then you go, I'm going to go on the date with you, or I'm going to introduce you to one of the four friends. Because I think they're a better match for you.
I don't think anyone's ego would be able to handle, or the average person's ego wouldn't be able to handle that. Maybe like we could handle it, not to bump ourselves up, but like
I couldn't handle it.
I think you'd be like, oh, here's our, you know, pick which one you like, pick the hottest one. Yeah. We'll get you a date.
No, but the hottest one
would love that.
Sure. I don't know. I may date you or I may fix you up. I don't know, because when I read this, a successful functional life partnership, I'm like, it has to be this or nothing else.
Yeah, this is like too intense for me. I agree.
Yeah, not my cup of tea. But
we did it.
We did it again. We solved dating again. People, share. Send it to the group chat. I mean, we're back in the studio. We are at full locomotive speed. We're killing it, if I do say so myself.
Yes,
it feels good. It feels great. So keep sending your emails, uup@betches.com. Also, December 8th, that's the live show. Get your tickets. Go now. And we'll be back next episode.
Bye.
You Up is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Maddie Paul. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at You Up Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And send us your emails to youup@betches.com. Betches.